Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Rather Eurocentric Christmas theme there. I think in Namibia we'll go, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Please, we need it. That's Dean Martin on Nova 1035. It is International Cheetah Day today. We're talking fast big cats. In the studio with me to talk about the world's fastest big cat is Shannon Kanjai. She's a conservation scientist and the education manager from the Cheetah Conservation Fund here in Namibia. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
So before we get to the cats themselves, can you tell us a bit more about the Cheetah Conservation Fund? What is it that you do?
Well, so the Cheetah Conservation Fund is located 44 kilometers from Mutshivarongo, and we are a research and education center. And this is actually the biggest research and education center on cheetahs in the world.
All right.
So something we should be proud of. Mm. So the center really is an integrated research center with different departments working together to conserve the cheetah. We have the education department that I manage, where we do a lot of outreach. We talk to school children. We talk to farmers on how to coexist with cheetahs. And then we have other research departments like the genetics lab, one of the best genetics lab in the world. We have a veterinary clinic. We have a model farm that primarily works with farmers.
Okay.
And teaching them farming best practice. So this is a research and education center that is just putting a lot of research together and heads together on how to conserve the cheetah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys also do the dogs.
We have the Guardian Dog program that is part of the model farm.
Okay.
And it's actually one of our most successful projects.
Mm.
Very popular, very successful in reducing human-wildlife conflict.
And beautiful, beautiful looking dogs as well.
Yes, beautiful dogs.
So apparently Namibia is home to a unique population of cheetahs. I mean, you know, what makes our cheetahs different to those found in other parts of the world? Is there anything or...
So scientifically speaking, our cheetahs are not that unique, to be honest. genetically, cheetahs are very, very closely related.
All right.
So all cheetahs all over the world are really cousins and all sorts of... Yeah. So we are not that unique. However, there are a couple of things that they do differently. One of the things is that they have the biggest habitat range in the world.
Okay.
With about 1,600 kilometers of habitat. They also do something unique that is called marking play trees, where it's basically just they find a nice tree, they leave their scent there, and then they come back to the scent over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is not, I mean, it's a unique in behavior, but not genetically unique.
So it's more sort of an adaptation style.
But also what is unique about Namibia is that we have the biggest population of cheetahs in the world.
Yeah.
We have a little over 1,500 cheetahs only.
It's scary when you say we've got the biggest population in the world and then you say a number as small as that.
It's so like small, you know. This is why the cheetah is basically the most endangered big cat.
Oh.
And yeah, we are proud that we carry the largest population, but are we really supposed to be proud with such a little
number?
A question for you guys to ponder, I guess.
So, I mean, you mentioned the genetics and how, you know, most of them are related. And I mean, I think back I was still in primary school. I don't even want to try and think how many years ago that was. And I remember we watched a presentation about cheetahs back then. And even then they were telling us that because of sort of the small population size and the inbreeding, that the male, the sperms were deformed, the tails of the sperms weren't forming properly. And we were having these problems because the genetic pool is so small.
Exactly, exactly. So because of a bottleneck that the cheetahs went through about 12,000 years to 10,000 years ago, they now face a lot of constraints, one of those being biological constraints.
Mm.
So the threats to cheetahs are so many. So it's not just like human-wildlife conflict, which is the biggest factor.
Yeah.
However, it's also biological stuff like that. Like they can't reproduce properly.
Sure.
So, you know, in every mating that takes place, there's only a small chance that, you know, it will be successful reproduction out of it. And even if they do get the cubs, they give birth to about 3 to 8 cubs and most of them die out.
Oof.
And the little ones that survive also go through kidney issues and liver issues, just diseases. So it's hectic for cheetahs.
Not easy being a cheetah.
It's not. And this is why it's so important that we need to conserve them.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about those things, and you mentioned the human wildlife. That presumably the main threat. How can that sort of thing be addressed? Like you said, you've got the farm, you work with farmers, but mm-hmm. how do we get that human wildlife issue with cheetahs to be addressed?
Human wildlife conflict is complicated because, I mean, we want to conserve the cheetahs, but then we also understand, you know, the issues that the farmers go through, because these are people's income. Mm-hmm. It's people's pockets, you know. And sometimes I say, you know, if you want to understand human wildlife conflict, for us who are not farmers, you know, think about somebody coming into your bank account and taking a chunk of your savings, and then you're like, you know, just learn to live with this. You know, that hackers, and somebody just hacks your money out of your account, and you're like, it's okay, you know, just learn to live with this hacker. You know, that's how we need to look at it, you know. But, you know, the way we can really address it is through awareness. For us at CCF, we really believe in education, educating people, because also with the farmer issue, most of the farmers confuse cheetahs with leopards. We have a high population of leopards, much higher than that of cheetahs, and most of the time if livestock is preyed on, people think it's the cheetah, but mostly it's not, you know. So we're educating farmers on how to differentiate between the two, and then also just how to protect their livestock and their property from predators like
and that's where the dogs come in.
And that's where the dogs come
okay.
in.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a complex situation, but we need to educate ourselves. We need to educate others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that education, then lastly, what can the general public do to get involved? I mean, obviously coming and visiting you guys it will be one step to learn a lot more, but what else can we do?
What else you can do is get involved with the Cheetah Conservation Fund. We have a lot of opportunity where the community, especially Namibians, can get involved. We have internship programs for interns.
Okay.
As I said, we have a lot of great departments with really knowledgeable and educated people. It's also a great opportunity for them to come and learn from us. But also just coming to be a volunteer at CCF, at the Cheetah Conservation Fund, coming to get involved, getting your hands dirty, seeing what we do. And then also sponsoring a cheetah.
Okay.
We have a program called Sponsor a Cheetah. So don't give us a cheetah. We don't want a cheetah. But give us some money where we can actually take care of the cheetahs. So at the Cheetah Conservation Fund, we have cheetahs that live there permanently, cheetahs that can never be rewilded again because of factors like human wildlife conflict. So a mother cheetah will be killed because she is suspected to have preyed on a farmer's goat or sheep. She leaves behind cubs that can never be taught how to hunt on their own. What happens to them? They come to CCF. Are they lucky? Not so much, because our aim is for them to be in the wild. And now these cheetahs come and live at CCF for 13 years. They have to be fed for the rest of their lives. And so it would be nice if you could sponsor a cheetah, name it, take care of its medical costs. And just, you know, be an ambassador for CCF, be an ambassador for conservation.
Well, where can people find you? Website, social media?
We are everywhere. We are Cheetah Conservation Fund on social media. You can find us on www.cheetah.org. And then you can get all the information on us there.
Okay, well, Shannon, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks so much for talking to us about cheetahs.
It is a pleasure. Thank you for having me.